The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Gemara Kedushin Daf Memhet. We are beginning today's Daf on Mem Zayin Amud Bet, starting on the bottom two lines, V'iba'et Ema.
V'iba'et Ema. So we have another answer to where they explain. What do you need two cases for? What do you need a case of that he gave our star to be gover from Acherim? We need two cases for V'iba'et Ema. I can tell you that everybody does know the V'iba'et Ema, that it's enough just to give it over. Everybody holds that you have to give it over and write it. So what's the machloket over here? Person that's giving over or selling a star to his friend, he has to write. Not only be koneh the shtar, but all the shi'abudim over there that are included in the shtar itself. More ited rapapa, more leted rapapa. So therefore, the bi hakamim ited rapapa, and therefore, when you didn't write v'chol shi'abudeh, therefore you didn't give it over. Therefore, you didn't give her anything for kiddushin. And the bi mir holds you don't have to write v'chol shi'abudeh, and therefore since you don't have to write v'chol shi'abudeh, therefore, it is considered fine. The chov is given over to her. Therefore, it is mekudeshit. Again, more itle de Rav Papa. That's the hachamim. Hold of Rav Papa. And therefore, you have to write shi'abudeh. And if you didn't write shi'abudeh, you didn't give her anything. Therefore, it is not mekudeshit. And according to Rabbi Meir, let the Rav Papa. And therefore, if you just wrote in the star, I'm giving you the star. Even without the shemudim, it is mechudeshet. Another way of answering. Again, we're just trying to answer over here. What do you need two cases of shtar for acherim? So I can tell you the case over here is like this. The machloket is in Shmuel. Shmuel says, the machloket is in Shmuel. Shmuel says, the machloket is in Shmuel. Shmuel umhalo mahul. Unbelievable. A person sold the shtar chov to his friend. He gave the shtar chov to his friend, and after he gave it to his friend, the malveh was mohel the loan. Now he's ending up with a shtar that's worthless. So there's a machloket on this. The mohel shtar chov lechaveru bechazar umhalo mahul. It works. It can be mohel. Ve'afilu yoresh mohel, which means not only the malveh can be mohel, but even the yoresh of the malveh is able to be mohel. So the more it is Shmuel, Hakamim hold of Shmuel, and therefore that what the malveh has the rights to be mohel, and therefore true he gave her over the star. The lady hareat mekudeshet li b'shtar chov that you can go collect from somebody else. But since the lady knows that this guy has the ability to be mohel alone, she's not gamra umakna nafsha. She's not going to be makne herself in a kedushin on a paper that she knows can be worthless. Therefore, more ite de Shmuel. That's what Achareim say, ena mekudeshet. Because she's lo mekanya nafsha on a shtar that she knows can become worthless. More lete de Shmuel. According to Rabbi Meir, he says, no, you cannot be mohel the loan. Once he sells over the loan to the lady, the shtar, he cannot be mohel. He cannot be mohel, therefore she has a legitimate shtar in the hand, therefore it's considered a kedushin. That needs to be understood. What's the mechanics, how this works? You're selling somebody a shtar chov, and then after you sell it, you be mohel, you're mohel alone. I sold this guy over here, I sold him, here's a shtar, you can go collect from Mr. So-and-so. You paid me money, now you understand. I go to Mr. So-and-so, by the way, that loan between me and you, I'm mohel you. Now you're holding nothing. You're holding paper. What's the mechanics? Look at the top of this book. Yes, mefarshim anu ta'ama, the machalo machol mishum, the kinyan shtar, eno ela midrabanan. Because the kinyan of the shtar, the whole selling of the shtar is only midrabanan. Ve'lo alim nafkiya koa harishon. It is the selling of the shtar cannot take away the original koach of the malveh that he still has rights. Shelo yuchal lemchol oto. So that's the mechanics of this. It's only midrabanan, midoraita, really the kinyan is not a kinyan. Therefore, he still retains rights to be mohel. That's the way Tosfot is saying, another way of explaining the machloket, that really the guy, the malveh, can be mohen. Also, what's the machloket between the hakamim and the bimeir? Which is, normally speaking, a person who sells a shtarhov can be mohel the loan. The machloket is over here, when you sell the shtar to a lady, l'shem kiddushin, what takes place over here? So it says, mor sabar isha samcha data. She's somech da'at. And therefore what? Memar amra, lo shavik l'lididi u'mahal l'aharini. He's not going to do this to me. I'm a lady. He's not going to sell me the shtar, and then what? Mohel the loan? He's not going to take advantage of a lady. Especially about people in business, and things like that. You sell a shtar to somebody, and okay, you do it. But she's not going to do it to me. Therefore she's gamra u'makna nafsha. However, Umar Sabah, Hakamim are going to say, Ishana Melo Samkhadata. She doesn't trust him. Just like he can be more head alone to somebody else, he can be more head alone to me. So therefore, that's the chidush in the first case of the machloket din habibi. It's not a loan. Really, I'll tell you, mekadesh b'milveh ena mekudeshin. The whole business of Hakamim and Rabbi Meir was talking when you gave a shtar hov that belonged to somebody else, harei mekudesh b'shtar hov, that you can go collect it to somebody else. What's the machloket din Hakamim? So the Gemara gave four different scenarios to explain the machloket. Good. But we have two cases. The second case in the Braita was where Bifirush told the lady, the shtar chov, or the debt that so-and-so owes me, he wrote her harsha'a, you can go collect it. Now, what's the hadush in that case? You told me the first case already. We gave her a shtar chov to go collect from somewhere else. So what's the difference in the second case where you said, that guy owes me money, I'm giving you a note over here, you can go collect it. It's the same case. So goes, no, that case is teaching me hadush milveh al peh. That loan that he made with that other guy was a verbal. Mm-hmm. Oh, so what's the hadush over here? B'may peligi, b'ravuna marav, d'amaravuna marav, maneli biyadecha, teneu lefloni b'ma'amad shloshtan kana. Ravuna is a big chidush. We don't have a source for his chidush, but chidush goes like this. Maneli biyadecha. I come along to a guy and I say, listen, you have $100 of mine by you. But you owe me $100. So I come along and say, tena lefloni. I want you to give it to so-and-so. Even though I didn't do any papers, I didn't do any shtarot, we didn't make any kinyan. Ravuna, the name of Ravuna, had a tradition that's considered kinyan. And therefore you have to pay this guy cannot come after me anymore. Already I verbally transmitted to someone else. Now she even says, "But Ma'amad Shloshtan, Amar Lokan, Kene, Ve'en Ta'am B'Davar." He says, I don't have the reason over here. De'ahadu, Mitlat Milid Shvinu Rabbanan Hilcheta B'lo Ta'ama. It's one of the three things that the rabbis just said. It's halakha, it's like a hook. There's no reason. Oh, so now we go back to our case. Mor Savar Ki Kamar Rav, Hani Mili B'Pikadon. So therefore what? According to Hakamim, that say what? Ena mekudeshet. Because they say the only time Rav said his deen is by a pikadon, that what? That's there, which means you're holding the pikadon. So I say, that pikadon that's in your hand, give it to that guy. So since the pikadon is be'ayin, so that already it works. However, aval milveh, no. Because since the milveh, the money is not in his hand at the time, so therefore, the mekabel is not so mechdat that he's going to get it. There's three people here. I come along and say, the pikadon that you have in your hand, I want you to give it to that guy. So that guy, the receiver, says, oh, the pikadon is ba'ayin, I'll get it. So he's so mechdat. So the kinyan works. But by melveh, when I come along and say, the money you owe me, give it to him. This guy over here says, oh, I'm never going to get it. The money's not around. So hakamim say, the only time that this three ma'amad shloshtan works is by pikadon. Oh, now let's talk about a lady. I go to a lady, I tell the lady, listen, I go with three people, me, the lady, and the guy. I listen, the money you owe me, give it to her. With the money that goes me, it's by you. So Hakamim say, it doesn't work by milveh. And since it doesn't work by milveh, because the lady's not so mechdash, she's going to get the money, therefore, and I'm in kudeshin. However, according to Rabbi Meir, Umor Sama, lo shena melveh, ve lo shena pikadon. Rabbi Meir is going to say, it works even by a melveh, and that's the hadush of it, that a verbal transfer is going to work. So basically, what we had over here is we tried to, let me give you the mechanics of this kibarai, just so you know how it's working for the rest of the daf. Basically, we have a shita of Rav. Rav shita is mekadesh b'milveh, ena mikudeshet. Why? Malve lehotza'a nitna. Right? The money's not there. The money's my money. You cannot be mikadesh me with my money. I can do whatever I want with it. And we're trying to show through different braytot, no, hey Rav, it's not so pashut, it's a machloket tana'im, this subject. And every time we try to bring a machloket tana'im, we find out that really, no, they weren't arguing on a regular case of malveh, and therefore, Rav, you're okay. It's not a machloket tana'im. And the Gemara does it again now. Let us say that indeed it is a machloket tana'im, if mikadesh malveh is good or not. What's the case? It kachili bishtar. Okay, simple case. Guy gives a lady a shtar, and it says in the shtar, he wants to be kaddish with it. Rabbi Meir omer, ena mekodeshet. Rabbi Elazar omer, mekodeshet. So far, machloket. Rabbi Meir, good. Rabbi Elazar, no good. Hakamim omrim shamim et aniyar. You got to evaluate how much the paper is worth. Im yesh bo shaveh peruta, mekodeshet. Ve'im lav, ena mekodeshet. We don't know what the case is talking about. What do you mean you're mekadeshim with a shtar? I didn't make it with a shtar. What's in the shtar? The Gemara says, "Hai shtar, echi dameh." What's the case of shtar? Ilema shtar chov de acherim. Oh, maybe it's talking about what? Shtar chov of acherim. That means what? I have a shtar, right? That what? This guy owes me money, so I'm giving the shtar to the lady. Here, go collect it. It can't be that's the case. Why? Kasha d'ribi mir d'ribi mir. Because we just learned in the last braita that according to the Bimeir, that case is going to be mekudeshet. I'm sorry, yes, mekudeshet. And here in the braita that says, in a mekudeshet. So if it's talking about, I'm giving you a shtar shel acherim to go collect it, you have a machlok in the Bimeir, the Bimeir. Again, this braita, the Bimeir says, in a mekudeshet. Right? In the earlier braita, he said, mekudeshet. So not going to be the case. Ela bishtar chov dida. Umekadesh bemevaka mepelge. And the case must be talking about that what? The lady owes him money, and he comes along and says, here's the shtar chov, the money you owe me, be mekudeshet. And what does Rabbi Meir say? Ena mekudeshet. Rabbi Elazar says, yeah, mekudeshet. So what do you see? Mekadesh is indeed a machloket ha-na'im. So Rav, you only one opinion, but it's a machloket. He says, no, I'm not over that one, but it's hak. What are you talking about? We're not talking about milveh over here. Different subject, bichlal. You wrote a shtar, hare at mekudeshli. Isn't one of the three ways you can mekudesh ladies with a shtar? Nothing to do with money. Hare at mekudeshli, but you didn't write the witnesses' names on the shtar. Remember, we had a big machlok in the Masechet Gittin. In a get, what makes the get? Rabbi Meir says, Ade hatima karti. The witnesses that signed the get, that makes the get. According to Rabbi Elazar, Ade mesira karti. Oh, so now comes along and says, I guess, we're talking about, the guy gave a shtar, kiddushin to a girl, to a lady, Ade at mekudesh shetli bishtar zu. Kikot chikichab bishtar shayin alav adim. Rabbi Meir the ta'ameh. Why? Rabbi Meir holds, you know why? It's not mekudeshet. Da'amar ede hatima karti. And therefore, since there's no ede hatima over here, no good. Rabbi Elazar l'tame. Da'amar ede mesina karti. And therefore, since you had ede mesina, it is good. Or Rabbanan mesafkelihu ik Rabbi Meir ik Rabbi Elazar. Rabbanan don't know who the halakha is like. So therefore, they made a pishur and they said like this: Hilkach shamin im eniyar im yesh moshevei peruta mekudeshet. So therefore, they said, listen, regarding this subject of hatimot or not, that's machloket. We don't want to get involved in this machloket. We're mesupak. We don't know what the halakha is like. But I'll tell you something. Chachamim say, if the niyar itself is moshevei peruta, we'll say that it works mitam kesef. If it's less than a shevei peruta, we don't know what to say. It's going to be a safek because we don't know if halakha could be beir or a be. We have to take out these words. V'imlav in a mekudeshin. You have to take out these words because v'imlav is really a safek. The mefal should take out those words. So therefore, what do we see over in the Gemara? Nothing to do with malveh. This is going back to the old machloket of ade hatimah, ade mesira. Is it mekudeshin or not? Oh, v'ibraitim, I can explain the braita a different way. Kegon sheketavo shelo lishma. Oh, they wrote the kiddushim. You write a shtar kiddushim. Hare at mekudeshet li, and you got to write the name of the lady. Right? Let's say you're writing the name of the lady. So it's talking about over here where you wrote a shtar kiddushim shelo lishma, not for that lady. You ought for a different sada, and the same name. Now you want to use it for this lady over here. But what's the machlok in the bar? Erish Lakish, shtar erusich kedushin lo nishma, mahu. Erish Lakish has a question. What about a shtar kedushin that you want to lose? What's the din? So what's the sheila? Habayal yitziyam makshinan. Do you make a kesh between get to kedushin? Ma yitziyah ba'inan lishma. Just like we know by a get. Vechat avla lishma. Everybody agrees by get. You have to write it lishem. The lady. So if I'll say, af havayah nami ba'inan lishma. Odilma, havayot ladadi makshinan. Or maybe I compare kedushins to themselves. And I'll say, ma havayah de kesef lo ba'inan lishma. When you give kesef, you don't have to mint the money lishem the lady. So too, afaviyad shtar levayin l'shma. So that's a question: do you need ketivat shtar kedushin l'shma or not? But Tar Debaya, after he asked the question, hadar pashta v'yatzava yeta makish avayali yitzia. Good. So the shakish is poshet. You need to write the shtar l'shma. Oh, now we understand the machlok between Rabbi Meir and Hachamim. More sav, more the itle the shakish. And therefore, Rabbi Meir holds like Rish Lakish. And therefore, since you didn't write Hariat Mekudesh Nilishma, and I'm a Kudeshin. Umor, Leted Rish Lakish. And Hachamim don't call like Rish Lakish. Therefore, just you wrote the name Sarah. Even though you had intention for a different Sarah, now you're using it for this lady, it is Mekudesh. Nothing to do with Melveh. We're talking about a star over here, Sheketavo Shelo Leshem Aisha, and each rabbi holds respectively if you need it or not. They say, no. Everybody holds really you have to write Leshem Aisha. Right? Also, what's the matter with Ma'askinan? Sheketavo Leshem Aisha. Medata. But you didn't inform the lady before you wrote it. There's a special deen now that we're going to lend it. You have to inform the lady before you change. You wrote it Lashem Sara, this Sara that you're giving Kedushin to, but you didn't tell her that you're writing it. What's the Ma'lokin? Uftad Rabbah Rabina, Rabbah Rab Shelav Yakab Pagid, Itmar, Ketavon Lishma, Vishalom Midata, Rabbah Rabina Amne Mikudeshit, Rabbah Rab Shelav Yamne, Ena Mikudeshit. Good. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, that says what? And I'm a Kodesh because she didn't inform her. And according to the Baran, it is a Kodesh because you didn't. You don't have to inform her. So therefore, we bottom line, we answer this Braita, and again, three or four ways. But the point is, it's not talking about Milveh. Oh, so maybe I'll say it's going like the following Tanim. Machloket is Mekadesh b'Milveh. Mekodesh or not? What's the case? De Tanya, we have a Braita. Aseli Shirim. Nezamim tabaot lekadesh ani lecha. Okay, lady goes to a jeweler, gives the jeweler gold. Do me a favor, make for me shirim. That's like ankle bracelets, and then nezamim nose rings, tabaot rings, lekadesh ani lecha, which means the work that you're going to do, right? With the work that you're going to do, be mekudeshet to me. Which basically, really, the guy has to say this. At the end of the work, the guy's going to say, Hareat Mekudesh Li, which means, with the work that I did, which means you owe me money, back for doing work. So, with that money that you owe me, be Mekudesh. That's the second place over here, right? Kevan Sha'asa'an Mekudesh. Once he's finished the job, Mekudesh, it sounds like on the spot. Devrid Rabbi Meir. Vachemim Marim, Enem Mekudesh, Ashiagia Mamun Liyada. No, Vachemim said, no. The money has to come to our hands. We don't understand what this is talking about. Let's read the Gemara. What do you mean, the money? Hakamim say, she's not Mekudesh till the money comes to hand. What money? Idima otomamon, which is, if you mean the jewelry, then he too, she gets her jewelry. So then, Mechlal, the Tanakamah says, Afidu otomamon, name, lo? That means Tanakamah saying, Mekudeshet, once it's made, even before she even gets back her jewelry? Which means, if you can explain that the mamon that the Hachamim are talking about is the jewelry, that means the Bim'ir holds it's Mekudesh even before she even gives, before he gives anything. That cannot be. What's the, how could that be? Ela b'mai bo Mekadesha. Right, the Bim'ir. What would he be Mekadesh? He didn't give anything. Say, he's talking about elalav b'mamon acher. Oh, the case must be talking about now. He gave back the jewelry. Now, that's for sure. But when the rabbi said it's mekudeshit only if the money got the ends, it means other monies. Which means he gave her back the jewelry. That's nothing. he's got to give her another peruta l'shem kiddushin. And what does it mean, meir hold? No. Once she gets back the jewelry alone, that already is the kiddushin. So the machlok is over here. Rabbis, you need the jewelry she has to get plus a peruta. And the Bimi says, no. Once she gets the jewelry back alone, even without a peruta, mekudesha. What's the machloket? Ushma mina mekadesh b'melveka mepalge. Because bottom line, what's the pshat over here? It's a machloket. Is kiddushin work with a melveh or not? Meaning, this money, when she gets the jewelry back, right, the jewelry is hers. Okay, how should be mekudesh with the money that she owes the guy now for the labor? That's the beginning of the machloket. So Hachemim are going to say mekadesh b'melveh is no good. That's why you have to give her a peruta. And the Bimeir is going to say, it is good. That's why once she gets back the jewelry, the kiddushin is done on the money that she owes. So you see, it's a machloket on mekudeshet b'melveh or not. Simple. Yehorah says, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun a little. The Gemara is going to speak this out. V'savri, and we have to say what? Dekule alma yishna l'schirut mitchila v'ad sof. There's a whole discussion when a person does work for you. So I'm getting paid by the hour, let's say. So how does it work, the payment? Is it pshat, after I finish all the work, now you owe me a certain amount of money, X amount of money, or do I look at it as I'm working, you owe me, now you owe me more, now you owe me more. So it's accruing as the work is being done. The way we say that in halakha is, yesh schirut mitchila ba'ad sof. So right away, after 5 minutes of the guy working, already the lady owes him money. Right? After 5 minutes of work, the lady owes him already money for the 5 minutes of work. Now he worked 10 minutes, and more money is accruing. So yes, schirut mitchila ba'ad sof. Oh, so therefore, v'ahava milva. Which means, by the time the work is over, if you hold yes, schirut mitchila ba'ad sof, now the guy, the jeweler, finished making the ring. Okay? But bottom line, the money that the lady owes is not a payment that she owes right now. It's considered a debt. It's a milveh. Also, if you consider it a milveh, so that's why according to the Bimeir, says, because this milveh is okay. Therefore, let the lady, once she gets the ring, now he comes along and says, oh, the money that you owe me, because it's a milveh, because it was just accruing, mitaylah v'atzov, mimikodesh. The Bimeir will say it's okay. Mm-hmm. And Hakamim are going to say, no. That's a milveh. You got to give another peruta. My lad, the hakam mepalge. The more somebody mekadesh milveh mekudeshet, the more somebody mekadesh milveh, and a mekudeshet. So we see it as a machloket indeed. Lo, the kulaal mekadesh milveh, and a mekudeshet. The hakam biyishna l'skru mitchila v'ad sof kam mepalge. More savar, and a l'skirut ela besof. More savar yishna l'skru mitchila v'ad sof. No, I can tell you, everybody holds mekadesh milveh is not mekudesh. So what's the machloket over here? How do you look at this payment? According to the Shita, it's going to say ena mekudeshet. That's the hakamim. They're going to hold what? Yesh l'schirut mitchila v'ad sof. Therefore, as he's working, she owes him. By the time it's finished, it's a loan. It's a chob milveh. Mekadesh milveh no good. Hakam Rabbi Meir is going to look at it. No, yesh l'schirut basof. Which means, I work, she owes me nothing. She owes me nothing. Once I give her the ring back, okay, now, it's not a loan, now I'm just saying, now the money that you're going to pay me, that money over there, now keep it. And that's already considered, it's not considered a milveh. I'm not being mekadesh with milveh. I'm being mekadesh with the actual money at the time of the kedushin. That's what it says, yeshna, ena l'skirut, ela l'basof. Which means, when you're paying the worker, it's not hal until the end when he finishes the job and returns the item. And therefore, when he gives the takshik back to the item, at that moment, she's receiving the hana'a of the pe'ula, and therefore she has to pay. And therefore, at that point, he can come along and say, be mekadeshet me with that money. It's not a loan. It's happening right there at the time of the kiddushin. I can come along and look at it a different way. Right, one lump, exactly. Be back to Michael in a different way. Really, I'll tell you, yeah. Both of them look at it, it's mitchilah v'atzof, therefore it's a loan. I said, what's the question over here? ומקדש במלווה אין המקודשת. And really, both hold, you cannot be מקדש with a מלווה. ואחר, באומן קונה בשבח כלי כמפלגה. נו, מה לא, there's so many concepts that are being introduced. back to back to back in all these cases. This means when an Uman is working on a Keli, right? You gave me gold, so I'm working on it, so I enhanced it. I made a change in the Keli itself. So there's a big machloket. Uman koneh, does the Uman own the item as a result of the change that he made in it over here? Which means, we're talking about over here, as she points out, as I have to point this out, he's a Kablan. Kablan meaning I'm paying you not by the hour. So there's nothing accruing over here every second. I'm giving you $1,000, get the job done. So therefore there's nothing to do with, you cannot start using over skirut, there's no skirut over here. Skirut mitzvah sof means I'm paying you by the hour. So every hour that I work, now do you owe me money now? It's more loan, more debt, more. But we're not saying like that. Here the case we're talking about where it was a Kablan. I went to the lady, I went to the craftsman, do me a favor, here's the gold. I want you to make me a ring. Make me a ring, and I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars. Oh, good. So now the machloket over here is what? When the guy's working on the ring, right? So he's making his avodah over here. If, let's say, that enhancement is considered as if he owns that item. It's like he made a shinui in the ring itself. So therefore, it's like he has an ownership in it. Oh, mor savad. Now we're honest. The bimi it holds uman kone b'shevakli, and therefore, when he gives back the ring, he's giving back something that belongs to him, which is a shaveh peruta. Therefore, it's mekudeshet. Mor savad en uman kone b'shevakli, and therefore, when you're giving back the ring, you're giving back something that belongs to him. If you have to give an extra peruta. Everybody owns that. What? Now the Uman doesn't own the enhancement over there. And really, I'll tell you, v'yishnal schirut b'tchilat v'chatzof. I'm mikdash b'mavei and I'm mikudeshet. All the chumrot. Oh, so what's the machloket over here? Oh, what did he do, this Uman? He added a diamond, let's say, in the ring. He added a little pearl in the ring. He put something in the ring. Nofech meshelo. Oh. And what? Then at the end of the finishing of the job, he gives it back the ring. Mm-hmm. So he's giving back the ring with a tosefet. Mm. Now, really what's happening over here, he's being mekadesh the lady by giving back the ring. So now the Gemara says, the mor sabar.
It's not Uman this
time. Oh, not Uman koneh b'shema. Really, everybody holds Uman in Uman koneh. In Uman koneh. And everybody holds Yishnal Ischirut. And everybody holds in HaMekadosh B'malveh. So how can it be a Kedushin over here? Because he added an item. Oh, so what's the She'era? So the Gemara says, Kegon Shosif La'Nofik M'Shelo. Now, mor sabar b'mir holds, why is it indeed, why does it work? Which means when the guy's giving this item back, there's two methods he can use make for the kiddushin: the money that she owes him, or the extra item, the piruta on the ring. So we have a rule. Rabbi Meir holds a guy that has milve ufruta dato ala piruta. He wants the piruta to work. Oh, since he wants the piruta to work, it'll work. Umar Sabah, the rabbi's old, da'ateh amilva. And therefore his da'at is not, when he gives the ring back, his da'at is on the money that she owes him. No good. Therefore, it's not going to be mikudeshi. When you have a peruta and a milva, what's the husband's da'at? Is it on the peruta? Yeah, mikudeshi, but it's on the milva. Na mikudeshi. Uf, look, really, this is machlok of Tanaim. Tani Tanae. The Tanya. Basachar she'asiti imach ena mikudeshi. I mean, a guy comes along and tells a lady, "Hitkachili, be mikudesh to me with the money that you owe me." That's everybody says in mikudesh. Why? Because that's considered already a milveh. However, basachar she'aser imach mikudeshet. Which is, but if he comes along and says basachar with the payment she'aser imach, in the future it is mikudesh, which is when I finish the work and I give you back the item. We'll have to see exactly what the logic of that is. Now, Rabbi Natan Omer, Basachar She'ase Imach Ena Mekudeshet, Basachar She'ase Future, Vekot She'ken, Basachar She'ase Imach. And all the more so on the work that I did for you, that's a milveh. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, Be'emet Amru Halakha, Ben Basachar She'asiti, Ben Basachar She'ase Imach Ena Mekudeshet. Ve'imusif La Nofech Meshelo, Mekudeshet. Now let's get the three shitot of it, because it's a little tricky. Okay, let's get the three shitot. Basically, the first shita comes along and says, Basachal she'asiti imach. That's what? That's mizeh. The money, I did work for you. You owe me money? With that money, I want to mekudesh to you. And I'm mekudesh. Beautiful. Basachal she'aseh, that's what? Future. Mekudesh. How does that work? How does that work? Let's see the she, how does that work? Look at the she. בשכר שיעשה עמך מקודשת לכשיגמור ויתננו לה תקסבר אינה לסחירות אלו לבסוף. Ah, good. Because this opinion is holding that סחירות doesn't accrue into a loan. At the end of the job, it's a lump sum. And therefore what? Be מקדש. If already, the job was done already, and it comes a day later, be מקדש with the money you owe me. The money you owe me, no good. Or it doesn't. With the money you're going to owe me at the end of the job, I want to take place right there. That means when I return you the item, right, then you're going to owe me a lump sum of money. At that point, be mekudesh with that. Okay, then mekudesh. Yeah, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Natan comes along and says, no. Basachar, even basachar she'aseh, no good. Because he must hold, yesh schirut mitchila ve'atsof, therefore it's a milveh, although more so, that's already a loan, a debt already. And Rabbi Yehuda comes on to the other way. Ben b'sachas she'asiti, ben b'sachas she'aseh imach, ena mekudeshet. Which means he considers yesh tishchirut mitaylah ve'ad sof.
Same as
Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Same as Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. Oh, but he adds one more line. He adds one more line. He will see flat nofeh b'shelo mekudeshet. But at the time that he gives back the ring, if he adds a little piece to it, Mikudeshin. Now we understand the subject. Gemara explains. Ben Tanakamad Rabbi Natani Kabinayu Schirut. Good. Between the first two, she taught the machloket is yes Schirut b'tchilah v'atzof or not. Which means Tanakamad is going to hold what? That in Schirut b'tchilah v'atzof. Therefore, if he makes a stipulation in the beginning, the money that you're going to owe me at the end of the job, then it may be Kodesh. Because in Schirut b'tchilah v'atzof, it's not a malveh. And Rabbi Natan is going to hold no, yes Schirut b'tchilah v'atzof. That's the difference between Tanakamad and Rabbi Natan. Ben Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yehuda, Nasika Benayu, Meva'a Peruta. Why? Because Rabbi Natan is going to say what? Even if you gave a Peruta, no good. Because Da'ato, a Milveh. And however, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to say no. When you give an extra item, Da'ato, a Peruta. And that's what says, Mor Sabari Medanaoz, Meveh Ufruta, Da'ate, a Milveh. So therefore you see this mahloket manifest itself in this subject as well, that is it da'ato aperuta or not. So basically the Gemara unsuccessfully, or we look at it successfully, Rav rejected all the braitot that made it as if it's a mahloket mekadesh b'milveh. It's not a mahloket mekadesh b'milveh ena mekadesh, and we're not successful to find a mahloket amongst the Tanaim. We begin the new Mishnah. Hidkachili because ze shel yayin. Okay, a lady, a guy goes to a lady. Mi areh at mekudeshini because yayin ze. What happened? Venimsa shel dvash. It was honey. It wasn't wine. Or the opposite. Shel dvash, venimsa shel yayin. Bedinar ze shel kesef. Be mekudeshini with the silver. Venimsa shel zahav. It was gold. Or shel zahav, venimsa shel kesef. Al minat shani ashir. On the condition I'm a rich man. Venimsa ani. And then we find that he's a poor guy. But the opposite, ani, on the condition that I'm a poor guy, get married to me, v'nimsa ashir. Ena mekudeshet. So Tanakh was very simple. If you change from the stipulation that you made, even if you went, if you upgraded, harem mekudeshet bekesef, and then you gave her gold, doesn't matter. You change from what you said, the kiddushin is not hal. Bishon omer, no, imital shevach mekudeshet. If your mistake was the sheva, like you went from silver to gold, then it is mekudeshet. So the Gemara Tanu Rabanan, we have a couple of brighter over here. Hidkachili because ze. Very simple. Because ze. Tani hada bo ubimashe betocho. It means not only with the cup, but what's inside of it. That means you could mitstaref the cup and what's inside of it to equal a peruta. Tanya idach bo velo bimashe betocho. No, you can only evaluate the cup itself and not what's inside of it. V'tanya idach, and the third bright that says, b'mash betocho velo bo. You can only evaluate what's inside of it and not it. How in the world do you reconcile these three brightot? Lakasha, habe maya, habe hamra, habe tzihara. One cup is filled with water, one cup is filled with wine, and one cup is filled with fish brine. How do we work over here? That's she. Bemaya nashi. Telo ashiva, velo hayta da'ata ela bechli. Water in the cup, the guy's not thinking about the cup. The main thing is the cup itself, therefore, it's the cup that she gets to keep as long as it's shaveh peruta. Behamra, then bemashe betocho. Then he means the kedushin is on the wine. Velo bo, ta'abidi l'mishteya. Because what do you do with wine? You drink the wine, you give back the cup. So then it's easy. Hadam kodeshali, because there's wine in it, he means with the wine that's in the cup. Mm-hmm. She'll drink the wine and give back the cup. The next case is betziara, tzir dagim. Now tzir dagim, sha'asui li yamim rabim. Sirim is a condiment. They used to dip their bread and things into it. That you need to keep it in the cup for a long time. Therefore, she's not going to empty it out, cry away. So it must be, he gave her the cup with the fish brine in it. That's the case of bo, ubema, shebetucho. You need the cup to hold on to the stuff. Very good. And some say that tziara is oil. But it's the same point. So therefore, water, dato is on the cup. Wine, dato is on the wine, and fish brine, it's on both. Good?
Fish brine.
So comes the Gemara and says, oh, what did we learn in the Mishnah? The Bishamon. The Bishamon has an interesting shita. If you upgrade it, it's okay.
Stock one up.
ולת ליל רבי שמעון יין ונמסה חומץ חומץ ונמסה יין שניהם יכולים לחזור בהם. Forget about kiddushin. Business. Guy went, he bought wine. It came out with vinegar. Or vinegar and came out wine. In both cases, back out. Why? Because you could argue, what do you mean? The guy bought vinegar, he got wine instead. You know why? Alma ika deniha le behala, the ika deniha le behamra. Because the guy wants vinegar, he wants vinegar. He don't want wine. And the guy that wants wine doesn't want vinegar. So therefore, what? It's no good. Same thing. Hachana me ika ni ika, we could say, niha le bechaspa, velo niha le bedahaba. Listen, she wants silver. She doesn't want gold for whatever reason.
That's it.
So therefore, how can you tell me it's automatic? Oh, upgraded. She got gold. She doesn't want gold. No, she's allergic to the gold. Exactly. She, for whatever reason, she doesn't want the people thinking that she's rich for whatever reason. So Amar Rav Shimi bar Ashes, you're right. Ashkate le Abaye diati bekamazbar le lebre. He saw Abaye explaining this Mishnah to his son. Hakim askinan. Kegon she'amar lishluho. A new case. The husband tells his shaliach, do me a favor, halveni dinar shel kesef. Can you lend me a silver coin? He wants to be kadesh a lady, he doesn't have any money. Do me a favor, Mr. Shaliach, lend me a silver coin. Velech be kadesh li isha pelonit. Then go make kiddushin. Ve'alach ve'elvash shel zahav. Oh, he upgraded. He ended up giving the girl gold. So therefore, mor sabar kepeda. Tarakama says, no, he's makpid. Well, the Baal's makpid. When he told the guy silver, he meant silver. You went to gold, no kedushin. Shlichud, the shaliach did not fulfill his shlichud. Mor sabar, you know what the Bishamon says? Mare makom ulo. He's just giving him options, which means he's saying like this. He's making it easy for him. Mm-hmm. Listen. I would really you lend me a gold coin so I can make a dish this lady. But if you can't afford to lend me a gold coin, all right, I'll settle with a silver coin. So therefore, when he says silver, he's just making it easy. Mar'elo makom. That's the Bishamon's logic. Which means, vadai, if he tells the lady, harem mikodesli bekesef and gives her gold, no good. Because maybe she wanted kesef. You can't say, oh, it's more expensive. No, that we agree. We're talking about it's nothing to do with the lady. The lady doesn't care what she gets. It's between the husband and the shaliach. Oh, so what does the Baal tell the shaliach? Do me a favor, I don't have any money. Lend me some silver and go give it to the girl. He goes, instead of giving silver, he gives gold. Tarakama says, hey, he said silver, he's makbid on silver. You gave gold, you didn't fulfill the shaliachot, you're not his shaliach, no kiddushin. Mm-hmm. The Mishnah says, no, he's trying to make it easy for the shaliach. Meaning, listen, I like gold, if you can lend me gold, adrabah, but I don't want to pressure you. If you don't have gold, I'll take silver. Good, so therefore...
It'll work both ways, though.
Therefore, it'll be mekudeshet. Look at Rashi. Tarkama savar kipedai. Ve'lo nihale latet azahav. Ve'en ze shiluho bezot. The Bishamon says, "Amen, achnai chale da hashivutai gabe." That's hashuv. He made kaddish with gold. ועד כמה לדינר כסף מראה מקום או לא להקל עליו ולומר אם אין לך יכול להלוות לדינר זהב אז לדינר כסף אוקיי, if you can't afford to do that, that's fine. Now wait, Gemara says if that's the pshar in the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Why? יחה התקדשי לי התקדשי לא מבעלה. What's the language of the Mishnah? Hitkachili bekesef, and he gives her gold. Hitkachili is the wrong word. The Shaliyah is giving it. The Shaliyah should say Hitkachi, lo. Furthermore, Hit'a l'shevach, right? If he tricked her or he made a mistake to her advantage, that's the wrong language. It should say Hit'ahu l'shevach. Because the mistake is not to the lady, the mistake is to the Baal. He made a mistake. It's the Shaliyah to the Baal. Right? Mev'ayle. Third question. Nimsa mi'ikar nimsa. Right, what was it? You gave Ariya Mekodeshet li bekesef. Bin nimsa shel zahav. And what? It turned out to be gold. What do you mean turned out? Me'ikara named zahavava. Initially, it was always, it never changed. Which means, when the guy gave the gold to the lady, the shaliyah, it was gold from the beginning. The language in Mishnah is, he told her silver, and it was gold. But in this case over here, the word nimsa, nothing changed by the lady. She received it initially. When the shaliyah gave her the gold, it was gold from the beginning. It wasn't that she was under the pretense silver and it became gold. It was what she got when she got from the beginning. What does it mean? Nimsa. Nimsa is if she's shocked. What are you shocked? There's nothing to do with you.
The Baal would be shocked.
You shouldn't be shocked. You didn't know anything. The guy was talking to the Shaliyah. He wasn't talking to you.
Right.
So the Gemara answers, Elamar Rava, Ani, the Arisha Bahabura, me and the lion of the group. Who's the lion of the group? Targemine Umanu. Who's that? Nabi Hayabar Abi. He's the lion of the group. Big hacham of the group. Hacham ha'askinan. Kegon she'amra hi l'shlucha. She told her shaliach. Tse v'kabel li k'dushe m'ploni she'amal li etkachi li b'dina shel kesef. Go accept k'dushi from this guy. He promised me he's going to give me k'dushe kesef. Go pick it up for me. Ve'alach v'natan lo dina shel zahav. Oh. The husband went and gave the shaliyah of the girl Zahav. Mor savar kepeda. Again, Tanakama says she's makpi. She said, go pick up silver. You picked up gold. You're not my shaliyah. Therefore, no kiddushin. Umor savar mar'e makom hi lo. Nah, all she's doing, she's making it easier on the shaliyah. Which means, the guy told me silver. So how's that making it easier? Look at Rashi. Listen, even if he only gives you silver, take it. If he gives you gold, but don't think if he doesn't give you gold, you're not my shaliyah. He's making it easy on the shaliyah that I'll accept even silver. That's the Mishmon. Now everything makes sense. Why? Let's review all the questions that we had. The question that we had was, number one, Hitkachili. Right, that's true. Go pick dough. That works out. Go pick up the money because he said, "Hitkachi li bekesef." Very good. And also, vita. He changed it on her. Very good. But the only question is, what's the nimsa? Which means, because when the shaliyah got it, it was that's what it was. So the Gemara says, "Umay nimsa." Dekatsayid biblita. Keshenatnole shaliyat sarur besmartut. It was wrapped up. Umitza oto shazav, which means she told the shaliyah, go pick it up. He told me he's going to give me silver. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Listen, if he gives me gold, beautiful. But even if he gives silver, take it. Good? So that's why. Shamanet kachili. He tricked her, not tricked her, but changed, because instead of giving silver, he gave gold. Nimsa The word Nimsash is like it was a shock to her. What's the shock?
It was put in a.
Which doesn't make sense because the Shaliah brought it back. She sees it initially. What it is? What it is? Benimsa. No, she brought it back in a smartut. Also, she's thinking what? Silver. Huh? He says, "Give me silver." Opens it up. Ta surprise, gold. That's what it means. Nimsa shel zahav. But the point is, and this we conclude with this, because we have a fantastic machloket in the Mishnah. When the if it's between the man and the lady herself, everybody agrees what you gotta give what you said. You said kesef. Even if you're gonna give zahav, you upgraded. No good. Because some ladies rather silver than not. Mm-hmm. But in this case, when you told the shaliach, listen, he told me he's going to give me silver. So the bishop says, listen, you're not makpid. It's not the husband said I'm giving you silver. He said, Hitkachili is going to give me this. Go pick it up for me. Go pick it up. And it comes out, it was what? Zahav. Tarakaba says, well, he said silver. It's zahav. No good. Not a shaliach. I told you to pick up silver. You didn't pick up what I told you to pick up. The bishop once says no. She's making it easy for the shaliyah. Good. And what's nimsa? Nimsa means you put it in a smartut. Yeah, that's what that's how he answers over here. Let's just say over here. Good. Baruch Anu Ale Olam. Amen.